Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at rt.ie, Dr. Carrie Garavan has contacted us. She's in Sierra Leone and she's working in an Ebola treatment centre. Carrie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
Tell us, walk away, because there will be a delay. First of all, are you aware of the, I know it's at least, they say, 18 months down the road, but that is a GlaxoSmithKline have announced positive results, as they say, from the first human trial of experimental Ebola vaccine. Or does that make a difference to your day-to-day work?
No, from where I'm standing, it doesn't make a difference to our work because, unfortunately, there are still so many people infected, and we're actually accepting patients from what are known as holding centres. So they've been sick for a number of days, and then they're taken by ambulance to our treatment centres, and then we start therapy for them. So the vaccine, unfortunately, will come too late for them.
And tell us your story, Carrie, how you ended up there and what is the work you're doing in a place. It's a place called Kerrytown, near Freetown. Your story and your daily work, Carrie, please.
Well, I suppose I'm actually a public health specialist, so my background would be epidemiology. I did originally start as in a nursing background, worked intensive care and trauma, and then went back to school. So I came out here to work with Save the Children in the Kerrytown Centre, which is a partnership with DFID from the UK and also the Ministry of Defence. I came out originally to work as an epidemiologist, but in fact have taken over the clinical team coordinator role, which involves coordinating the team of Cuban medical staff. We have a lot of nurses and doctors here from Cuba, also the Ministry of Health staff from Sierra Leone, and our non-national other partners and also the international staff. So it's quite a big team. And I suppose my day-to-day work would be really, we started a routine, which is, you know, how many admissions we will take and then to prepare for them, because accepting admissions, every one of them is an emergency, really. And it takes about a team of 12 people to admit one person.
Why is that, Carrie?
Well, we have to get the medical team. We always work in pairs. They go to receive the patient. And also then we have to have about four what we call wash staff or hygienists. So they just go with the chlorinated sprayers and they spray chlorine everywhere, all around the ambulance, inside the ambulance. They spray the pathway then all backwards back into the treatment centre once the patients are admitted. So they really decontaminate the whole area. And then the patients are admitted. And from there we start assessment. We do blood testing for those that would need intravenous therapy. We start that immediately. And then we have, I suppose, you know, a clinical program of treatment that we start to administer straight away. Most of it's all hydration. Most of them are dehydrated. We have some success rates, but unfortunately at the moment our fatality rate is quite high because they're coming quite sick.
And Carrie, the UN and indeed Barack Obama and a number of other people said about a month ago that this catastrophe could be halted, could be corralled within the they were saying within the next month. Now that month has effectively expired. What has the last month been like? Is there any sense that it is being corralled?
Well, certainly not in Sierra Leone. I do try to keep up with information from other countries, but unfortunately the phones aren't always very reliable, and certainly the internet, and I suppose most of the day we're working from probably 6:30 in the morning until late in the evening, so I don't have a lot of time to check. But not from where I'm standing, no. I mean, Sierra Leone has an intense transmission problem at the moment, and the numbers are going up. And Freetown, which is known as the western area, it's almost like County Dublin, it's a big area. The transmission rates are very high. It certainly the numbers are going down in other counties, I believe, in Sierra Leone, like Kenema, Calhoun, and there's one other. But not in the western province area at all.
So is it getting worse where you are?
I think, yes, it's getting worse. Well, the numbers are increasing. Getting worse, I don't know, because none of us really, we don't know what the peak will be. I mean, how many more will become infected before we start to see, I suppose, a change, really, in what's happening. What's needed really is, as soon as people have symptoms, they need to be isolated, and of course that protects other people from becoming infected. But it's very hard to do that. I mean, the living conditions here are very, very difficult. The poverty is astounding. There's a lot of, I suppose, shanty towns and sprawling suburbs. It's very difficult to maintain any standard of hygiene. There's no running water. There's no toilets. The only way to, I suppose, contain the virus is with chlorine, but that's not available to most of the population.
Something as basic as chlorine is not widely available.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. As basic as chlorine.
And I'll ask you, and I know it's as far as you're concerned, not the number one question, but I'll ask you about your own safety and how you deal with that, and how, or do you worry about it? Does your family back here in Ireland worry about it?
No, it's a very good question, and I'm sure, I know the application numbers have been very low, and I assume it's for the very reason people are scared. But we're trained very well. I mean, I'm part of the training team. We train people to put on PPE. We assess them very diligently. We have staff, probably 100 staff rotating through the unit every day, if not more. All of the equipment is checked. I mean, I'm there inside. I check all the equipment. If I'm not in, I'm out checking. We have monitors. And really, safety, unfortunately, this is our priority here. And in fact, the staff come before the patients. So many things are in reverse here. The safety of the staff comes before patients, which is completely new to a lot of us. Mm-hmm. But no, I'm not actually, no. We follow the protocols. We take our time. We put on our PPE correctly. We decontaminate. To dress takes about 20 minutes, and then to undress or go to decontamination takes another 20, if not 25, basically where you're sprayed with chlorine from head to foot. And you remove your protective overalls and the rest of the equipment. So no, I'm not. Personally, I'm not. And I know the team, we're working very closely together. And I think at the beginning, yes, some people find it very daunting. Mm. But once you get into the rhythm, you know, there's a sense of security. We all feel safe.
But Carrie, from your description and the reality, it looks like you are now in the epicentre of Ebola. Surely your family back home here are worried. Or have you, ma'am? I'm sure what you've just said reassures them, but still, from your description of how things are going there, they're pretty grim.
They are. The days are very hard, and I suppose we've started to receive children, but we are saved the children. The unit was originally opened, which was different from the mandate. It was for adults, which Save the Children have not done before. But the children have started to come now. And my family, I have great family, and they're used to me doing what I do. It wouldn't be the first time. I mean, I worked in HIV, you know, a long time ago when it was first, I suppose, identified. And mm-hmm. I work in the areas of hepatitis. I work in prisons. So again, it's very much about being well trained and sticking to the training protocols. And you do develop a level of confidence. There's no room for complacency or taking it easy. Certainly, you have to be on high alert all of the time. But we have that established here. I mean, we're really, really strict about the safety of our staff.
And I mentioned to you about the vaccine, and that's the trials for GlaxoSmith Kline trials, but they're saying it's way too early. But what the other big story about Ebola, apart from the awful tragedy, is the Bob Geldof, Bono, Sinead O'Connor record. I'm sure do you support that?
Oh gosh, yeah. I mean, I know about it because friends sort of emailed me and told me about it. I haven't had time to listen to it or read anything about it. I suppose there are two aspects to it. Certainly it raises awareness. And the second spin-off, of course, would be money. I have to say where we are, money, we're not short of money. Millions have been invested, certainly, in this project. The money is there. What we really are short of, in my opinion, would be senior nurses to coordinate what is really every admission is treated as an emergency and is handled as such because of the number of staff that are involved.
And would you encourage medics from here to go out?
Oh, I think it would be wonderful. I mean, I'm the only Irish person here on site out of staff of probably 500. I don't know any other Irish people working in Ebola treatment centres, but perhaps there are. Probably more that I'm not in contact with anyone. It's almost like I've dropped off the planet. But, I think, yeah. I mean, it's an amazing project. It's an amazing experience. The work is hard. The days are long. But, I'm working with the Cuban Medical Brigade are here with us. We have 90 of them. It's an incredible experience.
Okay.
I would encourage people. I don't think they need to be afraid. We talk about you can work in the green zone or the red zone. The red zone, obviously, is where you would be in contact with Ebola patients. The green zone would be where you wouldn't be, and certainly would be terrific to have some senior nursing coordinators to run that area, which is a big task, and is getting bigger as we start to take in more and more patients.
Okay, and I know you say the British Ministry of Defence have been very good in the last 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, they're on site with us. And I mean, it's the first time I've ever worked with them, obviously. But I mean, the camaraderie here on site it's incredible. I mean, it's a great place to be, despite Ebola. It really is. The atmosphere, what we do on a daily basis, of course, I mean, it's difficult, without a doubt. but everybody works together. It's incredible, actually. And there's nobody whinging or complaining or talking about money or Christmas. It's great.
Okay, Carrie, what part of Ireland are you from?
I actually live in Killaloe in County Clare.
Okay, and I know you're on a bus at the minute. And how long is your stay in Sierra Leone? Do you have a set period that you have to stay there, or is it indefinite?
No, actually, the rotations are limited to 2 months. There's a couple of reasons for that. I suppose, again, safety would be one. But, I mean, as I say, feel incredibly safe. But the other one would be fatigue. And unfortunately, a lot of exposures, not just with Ebola, happened in the last week of rotation. So if you stay too long, you get tired and start making mistakes. So rotations are 2 months. I'm due home sometime mid-December, I believe. Okay. And that would be my 2 months up.
Okay.
But I'm seriously considering coming back. I haven't told that at home, but now I guess everybody knows. I just think it would be very difficult to walk away.
Well, on with the war, Carrie, and thanks indeed for contacting us. It sounds, I think you've given a much rounder picture of what is happening than we've got. I know it's difficult to get it in the news bulletin anyway, but I thank you for contacting us. That's Dr. Carrie Garavan. She's with Save the Children, and the Red Cross are there as well, and Goal are doing different projects, we know, and originally from Killaloe, and she's in Kerrytown, which is near Freetown in Sierra Leone. 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.